The first trucks carrying debris from the space shuttle Columbia are expected to arrive on Wednesday at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They'll be carrying material collected from as far west as Fort Worth, Texas, to as far east as Shreveport, Louisiana. Once the trucks complete their 20-hour journey, investigators at the Space Center will sift through the material looking for clues that might explain what caused Columbia to break apart as it returned from orbit. NPR's Joe Palca has been following the shuttle investigation. He joins me now in the studio. Joe, what is the latest on the investigation?
Well, there was a press briefing with NASA officials this afternoon, and it seems to be the most important bit of information to come out today is that a segment of debris that was found near Fort Worth is a piece of the left wing of the shuttle. Now, that's important because investigators have been focusing a lot of their attention on the left wing as possibly the place that might explain what happened. There was there have been reports of a piece of debris on liftoff hitting the left wing. There's some funny looking film taken from Earth that show a part of the left wing being struck by something, possibly even while it was in space. There's also some hints that something might have happened to it as it was re-entering, some electrical discharge. So there have been several clues and hints that something involving the left side of the airplane is involved, and obviously getting a piece of the left wing will be an important part of understanding what happened.
And besides that, is there anything else in particular they're looking for? I mean, I know they were looking for, hoping perhaps they'd find some debris that fell perhaps over as far as California.
Well, the further west you go, that means the earlier in the flight, the farther up the shuttle was, and perhaps the earlier into the problem that you'd find something. So finding something, at first they thought they might have found something in California. Nothing like that's been confirmed. But finding something that far west would give you a very earliest indication of what might have gone wrong.
Yeah. NASA's turned over primary control of the investigation to the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. Why? And what is that board?
Well, this is NASA has contingency plans that they've run through, and this is an independent board that they had set up. It was recommended by the Rogers Commission, which investigated the Challenger accident, that there be some sort of standing body ready to jump in. And so this body was basically constituted. The only decision the NASA administrator had to make when he brought it into being was who to make the chairman, and he took a retired Admiral Hal Gaiman to be the chairman. But this is a group that's outside of NASA, although it's supported by NASA. So there's NASA people staffing it, but the actual members of the commission, or most of them, are external to NASA. And the idea was to come up with an independent body that would make a recommendation about what caused the accident and would be hard on NASA if NASA deserved it. It was supposed to be, you know, beyond reproach. Now, there have been some questions raised about the actual independence of this body. Not that they're independent, but they're still within the government, and maybe it would be better to have a presidentially appointed commission. But right now, this board is what's going to be in charge.
One other question. Apart from the investigation, there's currently a three-man crew on board the space station. What are the plans for that crew now that the shuttle fleet is grounded?
Well, they're safe, and they're in good shape at least through June, according to the officials at today's briefing. They have enough fuel to stay in proper orbit, and they have enough food and water. Water turns out to be the key thing. You know, it's essential, and it's heavy, and you've got to take it up there. There was just a resupply rocket which arrived last week, and so they've got water through June. But there's some issues that are going to have to be resolved about whether to replace the crew that's there, bring that crew back, make the three-man crew into a two-man crew so they won't use up so much water.
A somewhat discomforting position to find oneself in, I would think.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
NPR's Joe Palca. Thanks so much, Joe.
You're welcome, Lynn.